96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Okay, well, there you go. Are you motivated yet? Are you ready to get your workout on and drop the winter spare tire? Well, tonight we're going to help you get beach body beautiful so you can run on the summer sand in slow motion and look good. Yep, my guests are Mac James, owner of Future of Fitness in Crofton, Maryland, and Arminta Crosby, certified personal trainer with Pretty Lady Pole Fit in Alexandria, Virginia, and Mitchellville, Maryland. No pole jokes tonight, please. Thank you very much. I know it's Friday, but we're talking about fitness. Lines are open. This is a perfect opportunity if you're trying to lose weight, if you want to get fit, men and women, and it's just not happening. You've got free advice here. Free advice. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so you've seen your clients after this long, cold, harsh winter. Folks have picked up a few pounds, yes or no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so why is it so hard to get back into the groove of working out and tightening it and tightening up? Arminta, your thoughts about that?
Well, I think number one, when it doesn't stay light for a long time, people have a tendency to lose vitamins that the sunlight gives you, and I think that they're more prone to just stay inside. I mean, it's cold. They want to make, you know, meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Lord knows.
And they want to stay inside. I mean, so when the weather breaks and they start putting on t-shirts and tank tops again and they realize that they don't fit quite the same, then that's the red flag. Or suits.
Whoa. Who said anything about suits?
I mean, you know.
Yeah, if you're talking about the guys, right? Yeah, right. You stick with the sweatsuits and the tank tops for the ladies, and I'm not in this. Mac, I'm sure that you had some conversations with some of your clients when they come back in. They've had kind of a hiatus. What's the first thing you tell them?
It's like riding a bike. You know, you just got to get back on, start off slow, stay steady, recognize that, you know, the adage that you didn't put this weight on overnight. You're not going to lose this weight overnight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that confidence in them being happy and back in the gym, that's got to be a key.
Yeah, and that's really the difficult thing. Real quick, because I want to, the phone lines are already, you know, really, really hot right now. And I promise to all of our listeners, we're going to get every phone call in, so just stand by. But I want to make sure that you understand who's in studio. So, Arminta, you have, it's called Pretty Lady Pole Fit, okay?
Yes.
And I kind of joked about the whole pole thing, but I've seen you in action. You know, you look good
head to toe
anyway, but the reality is that you've got a lot of upper body strength to do the pole stuff.
Yes.
Is that something everybody can do?
It is something everyone can do. It does take time. Uh-huh. It takes about 3 to 6 months to really get your pole comfortability, you know, the way you move around the pole, kind of finding your niche. And then after that, it's definitely all up from there, because you start to climb and start to invert and start to do some things that definitely require balance, flexibility, and strength.
But that's not all you do. I mean, if someone wants to come to you and they don't want to, you know, handle the pole and do all of that climbing and stuff, they don't have to do that.
Absolutely not. You know, because I'm a personal trainer first and foremost, I specialize in just health, wellness, nutrition, and we do everything from burpees, box jumps, tire flips to pole dancing. Mm-hmm. So we have a plethora of a lot of different things at our disposal, and, you know, we just do whatever works, whatever's going to make the ladies come in and work out.
Now, what about you, Mag? You know, what works for you when somebody comes to see you and they want to lose weight? What's the thing that you kind of specialize in?
Well, initially specializing, I was an athletic sports trainer. Mm-hmm. I trained tons of NFL guys and things like that. But what I've found is that my main clientele are the middle-aged mom, and they want the challenging workout. They don't want really to do, you know, we laugh and joke, the old jazzercise. They want to come in and...
You're telling your age.
You know, they want to come in and flip the tires and use the sledgehammers, even push sleds, drag sleds. And at the end of the day, especially for the ladies, it gives them a real sense of accomplishment and power to do a lot of the activities that my pro and college athletes do, just not at the same weight. Okay. But if I make you push a sled that you just saw someone else pushing, you're like, wow, I can really keep up. I can do this.
Well, let's find out what the folks on the lines are saying. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Yvette, calling from Stevens City, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just calling. I am that middle-aged woman that he was talking about. I've been exercising for about 3 months. I do the elliptical for 45 minutes, 3 to 5 days a week, and I've been lifting also. I'm toning up, and I'm also, my clothes are fitting better, but I'm not losing any weight. I've cut fat and carbs out. I need to know what to do to get kick-started to try to get some weight off.
Go ahead, man.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job. You're headed in the right direction. One of the big things as far as losing weight, that a lot of women, they lose their focus on is lifting weights. Strength training is more important than cardio. One of the things that I use a lot to explain and give you this analogy, remember, you lift weights to look good naked. You do cardio to look good in clothes.
Okay.
Interesting.
So what I would suggest, if you're doing cardio for 45 minutes, mm-hmm. let's switch it up a little bit. Let's lift weights for 45 minutes and then do a high-intensity cardio set for 15 minutes. Your body is kind of like a computer. After a while, you do the same thing over and over again. That computer remembers your password. Boom, your body remembers that workout.
Okay.
You have to shock it. You have to change it. And, you know, don't be afraid to get off the scale. Throw the scale away.
Armenta, okay. Real quick. All right, hold on. I want to make sure that, you know, we got to let the ladies talk about the ladies, too. Yeah, go ahead.
High intensity looks like burpees. They look like mountain climbers. They look like box jumps. They look like something that's a different intensity. So just to ride along with what Mac is saying, that for women is hard for us to wrap our heads around because we know the elliptical. We know the treadmill. We don't know burpees. We don't know mountain climbers. So get to know those high intensity moves, and they're going to cut fat and build muscle at the same time.
Okay.
Could you suggest something for somebody that may have some issues with their knees?
I suggest you just do it at a slower pace, you know, baby steps. You're not going to jump to the air yet. Just stand and then hop and then jump. You know, it's baby steps.
Okay. Crawling. There it is. That's what it's like. Yvette, thank you so much.
You got some valuable advice. Thank you very much.
No, we have welcome. much more coming up, Yvette. Thank you so much for your phone call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back up, more of your questions, getting yourself beach body beautiful for the summer. Hey, and beyond. This isn't just for the summer. You want to look good permanently. We'll be back in a moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, we are talking about your body, getting it right. not just for this summer, but beyond. My guests are Mac James, owner of Future of Fitness in Crofton, Maryland, and Arminta Crosby, certified personal trainer with Pretty Lady Pole Fit in Alexandria, Virginia, and in Mitchellville, Maryland. Phone lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Khadijah calling. Khadijah, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Should I turn on my radio?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you for accepting my call. My
sure.
name is Khadijah, and my concern is my stomach. I'm a nurse. My only exercise is when I get to work, I just climb the stairs 8 flights every day. But my thighs and my stomach is my problem. Mm. I've started a diet by cutting down on my carbs. So I need some advice.
Turn that radio down for us, Khadijah. Arminta, you can go ahead and give her a whirl.
Khadijah, do more. That's I love you when I say this, but your body has built up immunity to those stairs. Your body knows that you're a nurse. Your body knows your hours. Your body knows that you can walk for hours, and that's
okay.
what you do. Now it's going to a stasis method, so you're going to have to, you know, do a little bit more to get the results that you want. You say you started a diet. It takes 21 days to kind of develop a habit. Develop some habits before you think about diet. Diet is something, if you can't sustain it over your life, I don't think you should try to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Khadijah, thank you. I appreciate your input. Good luck with that. And thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to Lynette calling from Northeast D.C. Lynette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead real quick.
I just joined the gym, and since January, and I don't see any results. My biggest problem also is my stomach. I want to know if I just had a colonic. I wonder if that's healthy.
You said you had a colonic?
Yes, a cleansing.
Okay. Mac, go ahead.
Well, as far as your stomach and losing weight, a lot of that's going to be dependent upon your diet and things like that. It's no real just ab exercise that's going to flatten you out and things like that. You'll have to take a look at what you're eating, how many times a day you're eating, how much water you're drinking, and that'll start to make the biggest difference. Always remember, you can't outwork a bad diet. If your diet is not there, doesn't matter how much exercise we do, you're still going to be in a situation where you're not seeing your results.
Okay. Lynette, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Real quick, because I've got to take a break in about 30 seconds. A lot of people hear the word diet, and you kind of alluded to that, Arminta. Talk to me a little bit about that real brief, and we'll talk more about it on the other side.
I'm a little bit of an anti-diet person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in doing things I can't do for the rest of my life because I'm just going to call it crack out. Like, you're just going to find me at 3 a.m. getting Twinkies in the closet.
Ooh.
So what I like to do...
Well,
Swiss roll cakes, but, you know, it's not about me. What I try to do is replace them with, like, carrots and celery and do healthy things and use that as fuel for my body. And
mm-hmm.
that is what keeps, you know, me cutting the weight. And I don't worry about the scale as much. Just like Max said, I've thrown my scale away. I'm about 148 pounds, and that is okay with me because it's all in how you work it and how you lift it.
Yeah, but she looks fantastic. Take my word for it. I need to take a break. But before I do, Mac, how can people find you online?
www.future-of-fitness.com.
Okay, and Arminta?
You know it. prettyladypolefit.com.
Okay, we're going to have all of that information on the website as well on whur.com after the program at 8 o'clock. We need to take a break. If you're on the phone, Teresa, Melissa, James, Ashanta, Kara, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
This is exactly-